It's turbulent times for the celebrity church Hillsong. It's been revealed this weekend, high-profile leader Brian Houston, who founded the hugely successful organisation, has now stepped down from its multiple boards. He faces court next month, accused of concealing child sexual abuse, a charge he denies. Tonight, though, we reveal more damaging accusations about the church, two brave women who say they were violated by other Hillsong members. But what makes these attacks even more disturbing is the megachurch's response and indifference to the victim's suffering so heartless it would surely make Jesus weep. Hillsong comes from pretty humble, some might say hokey, beginnings. While many other churches date back thousands of years, Hillsong was only founded in the northwestern suburbs of Sydney 38 years ago. But since then, it's been a miraculous, meteoric rise for this Pentecostal movement. Spreading to 23 countries across the world, even filling the iconic Madison Square Garden in New York. But all that glitters ain't gold. With a wave of scandals hitting the organisation both in Australia...
Founder of Hillsong Church, Brian Houston, has this afternoon been charged for allegedly concealing child sex offences.
And abroad.
The affair that brought down Hillsong Church celebrity pastor Carl Lynn.
When you give somebody so much power, they become God to people.
Tonight, we uncover new disturbing behaviour within the Australian church. Young women violated.
And he pulled down my pants and my underwear. And he raped me at church.
And he grabbed me and put his hands like all around my waist, in between my legs, touching my crotch and my butt.
But what's almost as bad as the abuse is Hillsong's response, in some cases protecting and still employing the men responsible.
Well, what they have done is engage in a textbook case of defending the organization rather than caring for a victim.
I don't care how you dress. I don't care what type of music you play. I don't even care as much about the messages you preach. If the least of those in your congregation and your community are not protected and not advocated for when they get hurt, then don't call yourself a church. Because Jesus was all about that.
And today we're going to be taking you on a facilities tour of Hillsong College at the Hills campus.
Like every arm of Hillsong, the church's big, shiny college in suburban Sydney has a slick promotional video touting its wares.
Right now, we are in Hillsong College's state-of-the-art television studio.
It's become a destination not just for students from around Australia, but internationally as well. American Anna Crenshaw moved to Sydney to study at Hillsong College in 2016, drawn to the church's vibrant energy.
How would you describe the Hillsong community at that time?
In the beginning, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun, a lot of energy, just meeting new people and new friends from all around the world, and in Australia. It was really cool.
There was a strong social life for the young community at Hillsong College, but that friendly feeling was shattered in 2016 when Anna was at a gathering of several church members, including Jason Mays, a married Hillsong administrator.
I was sitting at a table next to my good friend, and then Jason was sitting at the end of the table, and through the night then he moved and sat next to me alongside of the table. And that's when he put his hand on my thigh. And at that point, I just froze and didn't know what to do.
Feeling extremely uncomfortable, Anna decided to leave. But then Jason groped her.
So he was still sitting and I was standing next to him getting ready to walk out, and he grabbed me and put his hands like all around my waist, in between my legs, touching my crotch and my butt, and he lifted up my shirt and was kissing my stomach like, don't go. And then I was trying to pull away from him, and then I did get away, and he was stumbling out the door trying to follow us, and he was saying, I want to go with you. I want to go with you guys.
Do you have any doubt about what he was trying to do?
No, I think it's evident where he was heading and what he was thinking.
Anna felt violated and didn't know what to do. Eventually, though, in 2018, she decided to tell Hillsong's leadership about the incident. But she says she didn't feel supported and claims that after 3 months, they still hadn't even bothered to question the alleged offender, Jason Mays. On top of that, bizarrely, Jason's wife was then appointed Anna's new church leader.
You know, I felt like I was the one who was in trouble, not him. I felt like I was doing the right thing by coming forward, but they made it into like an issue that I was bringing up for no reason to in their opinion.
5 months after reporting the assault to Hillsong, a despondent Anna reached out to her dad, who is himself a pastor at his own church back in Pennsylvania.
When you boil it down, do you think Hillsong wanted Anna to be silenced?
No doubt. Hillsong Church would certainly rather not have this go public.
Ed Crenshaw was appalled when he learned about his daughter's assault and, more specifically, the inaction from Hillsong. Ed says it was only when he intervened that Hillsong finally handed the matter to police.
Do you feel like if you hadn't have got involved that Hillsong would have just swept this under the carpet and never involved police?
I have no doubt about that. And even once the police were involved, they didn't fully cooperate. Everything is centered on trying to keep her story quiet for 5 months, to try to obscure it, to try to minimize it, and to try to get Anna, I think, ultimately, to drop it.
Jason Mays was eventually charged with indecent assault and pleaded guilty when the case came before the court here in Penrith. Given the Hillsong employee had now finally admitted to assaulting a young female student at the church's college, Anna Crenshaw assumed he would lose his job. She was wrong.
In your mind, did you think, OK, that's it, surely Hillsong has to cut ties with him now?
I thought so, but then I found out from LinkedIn that he was given a better job during that time.
According to a statement from Hillsong, Jason Mays was given a second chance because despite his guilty plea, some other people did not fully corroborate Anna's version of events. They further said, one of the cornerstones of our biblical beliefs as Christians is forgiveness and redemption. It is important Jason is allowed this as well. However, the Crenshaws believe Jason Mays was given preferential treatment because his father is Hillsong's head of human resources.
What message does that send to other people within Hillsong?
I think as the father of a Hillsong College student, it says you can send your students to our college, but don't count on us to take care of them. And I think that's a horrendous message.
Is it a case of rules for some?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jason Mays is part of an elite culture where it's rules for thee, but not for me.
The decision to shelter Jason Mays upset a number of people within the Hillsong community, so church leader Brian Houston tried to clear the air. Houston, you might remember, is close friends with Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
You know, you just walk the path that God gives you.
A friendship that turned controversial last year when the PM tried to take Houston with him to a dinner at the White House. But when it came to the Jason Mays scandal, it was the Hillsong leader preaching diplomacy, reassuring staff that everything had been handled appropriately.
One thing I do know is we're not talking about a sexual predator here. We're talking about a young man, young married man, who did something stupid, got much drunker than he should, which is an issue we've got to keep addressing, and got himself in a bad situation. That's it.
But if you think that response was tone deaf, what Houston did next was even more outrageous. To deflect attention, he took to Twitter to share that Anna had also been abused as a child at her father's church in Pennsylvania. The Hillsong leader quickly realised the error of his ways and deleted the tweet. He admitted to his mistake, saying, "I foolishly included information that was wrong for me to share. To rightfully be more respectful of privacy, I deleted my comment. I apologise for any pain I have caused. I know better and will do better."
The tweet, while it was hurtful, it did just show everyone the attitude that I had been receiving from Hillsong for the past few years. And I think that apologizing just for the tweet without any apology for what has happened and what I've been through is a very shallow apology.
Sadly, Anna's story is not unique. Since going public, she's been contacted by a number of other former Hillsong members who claim the church is more worried about protecting the brand than protecting its people.
And then after he was done, he just pulled up his pants and he just left without saying a word.
Hillsong has 30 churches in Australia. Not your traditional stuffy old buildings, but modern facilities like its Melbourne East campus that attract a modern young crowd. This woman, who we'll call Catherine, was one of the thousands drawn to what she thought was an energetic congregation that reflected her lifestyle. I'd imagine early days, it was called quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I was making some great friends and I was having the time of my life being a youth leader. And I love God. I'm a Christian. I love the church. And so to be able to help out like that was super fun at the beginning.
But one night in 2018, when Catherine was a volunteer at Hillsong, she stayed back late with the male worshipper to help pack up after a Bible study class. What happened next has left her traumatised ever since. She claims she was raped by a fellow Hillsong member.
And he closed the door and he turned off the lights. And I said, "What are you doing? Are you okay?" And then he grabbed my hair. He just pushed me onto this office chair. And I said, "What are you doing? Like, stop. No, like, this isn't happening." Because in that moment, I knew what was going to happen. And he pulled down my pants and my underwear. And he raped me in our events office at church. Sorry.
A church must be the last place you would expect something like this to happen.
I had no reason to think that I wasn't going to be safe. It was really violent. It was just completely filled with, like, anger and rage and, like, just hatred. It was just the scariest thing I've ever experienced in my whole life because he was so much bigger than me. And then after he was done, he just pulled up his pants and he just left without saying a word. I felt really ashamed. I felt really guilty. You know, I was a virgin and that was the only sexual experience that I had ever had, and it was non-consensual. And I just wanted to pretend it didn't happen.
Catherine spent several weeks trying to forget the attack, But eventually, the emotional torment was just too much. So she says she reported the incident to a youth pastor.
This is a very serious incident that you're telling them about. What was their response?
He wouldn't let me speak. I walked into there and I said, something really bad has happened. I'm visibly upset. I'm shaking. I can't breathe. I'm crying. I'm hysterical in front of this man. And I'm like, he grabbed me. He hurt me. He did it. He touched me. And I was just going on and on. And every time I would say a word, he would say, that's not for my ears to hear. That's not for my ears to hear. You go sort that out with him. That's not for my ears to hear.
Catherine says that Hillsong leader made her feel like she was the problem, telling her she needed to focus on repairing relationships. She was so upset by that lack of support that in 2019, she decided to leave the church.
When the institution, I don't care whether it's Hillsong or any other church, when their first response seems to be more focused on protecting the institution than the vulnerable, wounded person, that is a problem, not just for any institution, but for an institution that claims to follow Jesus.
Boz Javigian is the grandson of famed American evangelist Billy Graham.
Christ belongs to all people.
Boz now works as an attorney for survivors of sexual abuse. He advised Anna Crenshaw in her case against Hillsong after the young American student was indecently assaulted in Sydney by a Hillsong staff member. Boz says he sees a pattern of behaviour in the way the Australian-based church goes about its business, trying to either silence or intimidate those who speak out about suffering within the organisation. In Anna's matter, Hillsong eventually commissioned a law firm to carry out what was supposed to be an independent investigation. But Boz claims it was more of a PR exercise designed to protect Hillsong's reputation. Specifically, he alleges that law firm was less about independence and more about intimidation.
Just because you call something independent doesn't make it so. This is the law firm that's allegedly conducting this investigation. Underneath their signature line, it states, the most feared law firm in the world. That's how this law firm, who's supposedly going to engage in an independent and an objective investigation into Anna's claims, you tell me what sexual abuse survivor is going to feel comfortable participating in a process that's led by an organization that defines itself in that way?
Given what you've seen in Anna's case, would you feel comfortable sending your children to study with Hillsong in Australia?
No. Absolutely not. Anna Crenshaw, when she moved to Australia as a young person, was no doubt a vulnerable person. And she wasn't protected, and she certainly wasn't cared for.
When Catherine heard about Anna's story, she mustered up the courage to share her own experiences on social media. And with those claims now being aired publicly for the first time, all of a sudden, Hillsong's leaders cared a lot more about what she had to say.
And after I posted that, I got contacted by Hillsong, asking if I would sit down with them and have a chat about whatever it is that happened to me.
The impression I get from hearing that is that Hillsong didn't really care about your story until you started speaking publicly about it, and then they wanted to get on top of it.
That is exactly what happened. They do not care at all about the fact that I was assaulted. They just care about who I'm going to tell or what I'm going to do about it and how that will affect them.
So almost 3 years after Catherine first told a Hillsong pastor and was shut down, she was finally heard. At last, Hillsong reported the alleged rape to police.
I want my abuser to never, ever, ever have the chance to be able to do that to another person again. And I also want Hillsong and the pastor that I told to be held accountable for not doing anything about my abuse after being told that I was abused. And I want to make sure that they can never, ever, ever hide anyone else's abuse.
There are growing concerns about Hillsong's culture, not just at its churches in Australia, but overseas too, particularly in the United States, where the organisation's at times celebrity-obsessed mindset has upset many members.
Justin, this is your second time at Hillsong Conference?
Yes.
And what's different this time about being here?
I just think my faith grows every day. So my faith is stronger than 2 years ago. Better, right. Stronger, wiser, kinder.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here at Hillsong Conference.
Hillsong Church is no stranger to celebrity members, and perhaps none more famous than pop sensation Justin Bieber.
That's why we all came. I just want to love people more. I just want to love Carl more.
You're doing a good job with that.
So, man.
Justin, this is your second time at Hillsong Conference?
Yes.
And what's different this time about being here?
I just think my faith grows every day. So my faith is stronger than 2 years ago. Better, right. Stronger, wiser, kinder.
The man Bieber is snuggling up to is Carl Lentz, then the head of Hillsong's New York chapter.
I pray for fresh fire in this room. I pray for fresh grace in this room, Lord. May people write songs.
Hillsong's head office in Sydney had grand plans for New York. As the saying goes, if you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere.
New York, they were meeting at like a nightclub. I think that Hillsong New York City like fed off that energy, right? Like, we're different. We're so cool. We're so edgy. You know, nobody else has church in a club. And that was really talked about a lot. You know what I mean?
Prayer meets party.
Right, exactly.
Megan Fallon started attending Hillsong New York in 2011.
We are ready. God will bless you in areas you didn't even know you wanted to be blessed.
But she soon realized this was a church where leaders had a rock star-like reputation and the spending habits to match. As nanny for one of the senior pastor's families, she saw firsthand how donations to the church made in good faith by members were then blown on corporate credit cards.
It was constantly going out to dinner, nice lunches, breakfast, anything. So like if me and you went out right now and got dinner and we talked about church once, we could expense that on the church card, right?
So, I mean, you were being paid a pittance. How galling was it to then see all these church leaders who, you know, were dripping in designer brands and going out and living the high life?
Yeah, I mean, it really hurt. And I actually I got paid comes out to about $4, but that's on the high end of some of the nannies that worked for the pastors. Like, some of my friends are like, wow, you're hitting big. And so it's really terrible. We're like scrubbing their toilets and taking care of their kids when they're out, you know, it was hard.
Megan says there was a clear delineation between the Hillsong elite, who hung out with celebrity friends, and the everyday members like her, who she believes were exploited.
Celebrity was like built into the culture there. You know, Justin Bieber or Selena Gomez or, you know, basketball players, like it was in the culture.
A church is a place of worship. It sounds like the leaders there at Hillsong worshipped celebrity.
Yeah, at first it's exciting and, you know, really cool. It's this thing that you buy into. And then when you look at it on the outside, it's like, wow, it's like actually really ridiculous.
After seeing the inner workings of Hillsong, Megan says she and several others raised concerns about the culture to church leaders, but they were quickly dismissed. So in 2014, she quit.
I believe the Holy Spirit can do that. Come on, somebody.
But the rot continued to set in for years under the watch of Carl Lentz, the leader of Hillsong New York. That was until late last year when scandal engulfed the church, with allegations some male leaders were having inappropriate sexual relations with young female members and other reports of extramarital affairs.
He said, among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality.
He was one of the country's best-known pastors. But this Thanksgiving, instead of healing a congregation, Carl Lentz is working on damage control.
Lentz was sacked by Hillsong for what it described as moral failings, as he admitted to cheating on his wife, with his mistress going public.
When you give somebody so much power, they become God to people. And I think people forgot the concept of religion and beliefs.
Not bad.
And I think that people look at Carl like he's God to them.
After Carl Lentz was fired, Hillsong opened an investigation into the culture of its New York church. But a number of its current and former members say it's just another PR exercise.
For so long, myself and so many other people were meant to feel like we were the problem, you know? And so for this to come out, it kind of is like, wow, like we weren't the problem.
How would you sum up the culture within the church at Hillsong in New York?
I mean, when I was there, toxic, you know, Hillsong Sydney, Hillsong Australia definitely fueled that flame. Carl Lentz was totally Brian Houston's golden boy.
You know, somebody once told me something that it was very simple, but has stuck with me for many years. They said, the higher you go up in church leadership, the less likely you are to encounter Jesus. And I have to tell you, with great sadness, that's been my experience in the work I've done for the past 30 years. And something has to change.
Boaz Javigian has spent his career holding many church leaders accountable in a court of law. He says when it comes to Hillsong's head honchos, both in Australia and abroad, some deep soul searching is required.
We've created a celebrity culture in the church. Pastors have become rock stars. Pastors oftentimes live in these big churches, live better than most of the people in their congregation. And you create that culture inside of a church that ultimately results in that pastor and those leaders becoming less and less accountable as they become more and more insulated. And that creates problems.
Do you believe that there is a genuine desire within Hillsong to get its act together?
I can tell you this, that you cannot begin looking at the future and planning for the future until you've properly addressed the past. If you love Jesus, then my goodness, start acting like him in the most important moments of life. And that is when you are approached by the hurting and wounded, stop everything you're doing and reach out and expend yourself for them. Isn't that what Jesus did over and over again? That's what the church should look like. And unfortunately, that's hard to find these days.
Hillsong rejected our request for an interview. We put several written questions to the church and it issued a statement declaring our investigation was gutter journalism, adding Hillsong Church takes any claim of assault extremely seriously and we allocate significant resources so that all can attend our services and events in a safe environment. But that's in stark contrast to the experiences of former Hillsong member Catherine, who's still trying to put her life back together following her time with the Australian megachurch. What do you think of Hillsong these days?
Hate is a very strong word, but it's the word that I would use. I hate Hillsong Church. It is not a safe place. I would discourage anyone and everyone from going there because it's not safe whether you're a young person, whether you're an adult, whoever you are, it's not safe.
Hello, I'm Tom Steinfort. Thanks for watching 60 Minutes Australia. Subscribe to our channel now for brand new stories and exclusive clips every week. And don't miss out on our Extra Minutes segments and full episodes of 60 Minutes on 9now.com.au as well as the 9now app.